Is it or is it not a great time to be a real estate agent? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We'll start with a mystery solved. New housing construction fell 7% last month, driven by a dramatic drop in permits to build apartment buildings, which were down, we learned today, 28% for February. But, aha, those permits were up more than 25% the month before, so it's just volatile. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. The construction business has been looking a little soft recently, though, and so have some other measures.
We're seeing existing home sales have declined the last couple of months, and new home sales also weakening the last couple of months. And it's consistent with a pattern we've seen in some of the other data.
Yeah, for instance, retail sales also not going gangbusters. And then you read these surveys of, for instance, smaller businesses, the National Association of Independent Businesses. There's all this optimism about investments ahead, yet...
Well, that's right. And the CEO Roundtable, which is the big corporations, both of these groups are talking about, you know, the kind of expansion we haven't seen in two decades. But then you look at things like capital equipment orders, which fell in December and then fell again in January. There is this weakness creeping into a lot of the data. And it makes us wonder as we look at it. We just had this huge tax cut announced, and maybe companies have put spending plans on hold until they figure out how to deploy their tax savings. But the other possibility is, you know, all the craziness coming out of Washington, tariffs and threats between countries and economic advisors fired and replaced. When Washington is in turmoil, when big things are happening that might affect business, the management tends to shut down until they know what's going on.
Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Thank you.
You're welcome, David.
Now, given that a typical realtor commission runs 6% on a transaction that runs deep into six figures, you can see why membership in the National Association of Realtors has jumped by 25% in the last 4 years. But aspiring agents should note that the supply of homes on the market can be low, depending on where you are. That means more competition between realtors. From a marketplace hub at the IdeaStream newsroom in Cleveland, Adrian Ma reports.
Jim Haffey says being a realtor these days is all about hustling. Haffey's a realtor in Northeast Ohio, and on a recent afternoon, he's knocking on doors in the city of Rocky River, hoping to find his next client. Problem is, nobody seems to be home. Except maybe some dogs. Haffey's been in real estate for about a decade, and he says until recently, he wasn't big on going door to door to find potential clients.
But now that there's more people in the business, there's less of that to divvy out.
And he says the influx of new agents is driving him to work even harder.
The housing market is on fire.
Christy Bernard is with the Ohio-based Hondros College of Business. The for-profit school runs classes that prepare students for the state's realtor license exam.
We've definitely seen our enrollment numbers at our real estate school continue to rise year over year.
And she says over 4,000 people took the course in 2017, which is more than double the enrollment a few years ago. One recent graduate of the program is waitress-turned-realtor Catherine Stewart. She got her license in the spring and says all it took her was 7 weeks of night classes and about $1,200. And on her first sale, she made $2,000.
Well, my first commission is like the biggest paycheck I've ever had, ever.
According to the Department of Labor, the median income for realtors is just over $44,000 a year. But in this line of work, no payday is guaranteed. That's why Stewart says she spends a lot of her time on Facebook, looking for hints that people in her network will soon be in the market for a home. Think important life events, like a new job or a new baby.
People getting engaged is a big one. I mean, there is a lot of money to be made in this field. You just got to find it.
And she says she's not worried about competing with the influx of newer agents, because a lot of them will probably quit. And she's kind of right. According to a survey by the National Association of Realtors, many newer agents aren't sure they'll stay in the business more than a couple of years. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.
A published report today says President Trump's team is getting ready to punish China for what it sees as stealing U.S. intellectual property. The New York Times says there could be additional tariffs on $30 billion of Chinese exports. Maybe not today, but soon. This is seen as a broad pushback against a Chinese policy initiative. It was unveiled 3 years ago called Made in China 2025. What was that? For a refresher, here's Marketplace's Jennifer Pak in Shanghai.
Made in China 2025 is really a strategy to dominate industries of the future, from chipsets, cloud computing, artificial intelligence, electric cars, to medical devices. In some areas, like wind and solar, China is already a leader. And eventually, China wants to take its companies global and beat foreign competitors. The European Chamber of Commerce says the plan is effectively nationalizing key industries and worries that it could be used to further discriminate against foreign firms who already feel there are too many restrictions in accessing consumers in China. China has made moves to open its markets, but some American firms feel the reforms have been too slow.
All right. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Thank you. And Superman is retiring at 89, Hong Kong's richest person. They call him Superman. Li Ka-ching went from making plastic flowers to making plastic G.I. Joe toys for Hasbro and now beyond. He's leaving the helm of a $100 billion retail property business to Victor, his eldest. It's a Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.